Good morning and welcome. You're listening to News18.com's Daybreak. Hello and welcome, everybody. You're listening to News18's podcast, The Daybreak, with me, Zoya Mateen. Let's quickly have a look at some of the top stories for the day. French firefighters on Monday won an hours-long battle to save the main structure of the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris after a colossal fire caused the spire of the historic edifice to crash to the ground and wiped out centuries of heritage. French President Emmanuel Macron vowed that we will rebuild Notre Dame and expressed relief that the worst had been avoided in a fire that risked bringing the entire edifice down. The fire destroyed the roof of the 850-year-old UNESCO World Heritage Landmark, whose spectacular Gothic spire collapsed before the eyes of horrified onlookers on a previously pristine early spring evening. The fire, which came as Catholics prepared to celebrate Easter, sent orange flames and clouds of grey smoke billowing into the sky as stunned Parisians, tourists watched on in horror. In a scathing move, the Election Commission on Monday barred four top political leaders, Union Minister Manika Gandhi, UP Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath, Samajwadi Party's Azam Khan and Bahujan Samaj Party Supremo Mayawati from campaigning for a stipulated period of time after the four leaders were found to be using hate speech or making hate speech during campaign. The poll body took the decision over remarks made by the leaders during various rallies ahead of the second phase of polling in the northern state. While Khan was penalized for his sexist jibe against BJP candidate Jaya Prada, Manika Gandhi's ban came after she stirred controversy for asking Muslims in Sultanpur to vote for her if they wanted jobs. Earlier on Monday morning, the poll body had barred Yogi Adityanath from campaigning as well for 72 hours and Mayawati for 48 hours. The EC in its order said that it was convinced that both the leaders made highly provocative speech, which has the tone and tenor to aggravate existing differences or create mutual hatred between different religious communities. The poll watchdog pulled up Adityanath over his comment at a rally where he was found saying, and I quote, that have faith in Ali, but we have faith in Bajrangwali. Meanwhile, Mayawati was issued a notice for a speech in Deoband in which she had appealed to the Muslim community to not vote for the Congress. Now, Mayawati, in a press conference, launched an attack on the EC over the ban and for its anti-Dalit mentality, as she referred to it. During the press meet, Mayawati said that the decision by EC to impose the ban was taken under some kind of pressure and, I quote, that I have been denied the fundamental right of freedom of speech and expression. This day will be known as a black day in the history of EC. She also remarked that the EC has been unable to do anything against the real person who violated the mode of conduct according to her, which is Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Now, this isn't the first time that the EC has enforced such a mandate against politicians over inflammatory remarks. Prime Minister Narendra Modi himself, during a recent campaign, reminded the electorate about the time when Shiv Sena founder Balasaheb Thackeray faced flak from the Election Commission. In 1999, the ECI had debarred Bal Thackeray from contesting election as well as from the right of voting for 6 years. Such cases of bans were also issued by the EC in 2014 against Amit Shah, Baba Ramdev and Azam Khan once again during the Lok Sabha polls. Moving on, a war of words ensued between Congress President Rahul Gandhi and Aam Aadmi Party leaders on Monday after Gandhi offered 4 seats to Arvind Kejriwal's party in Delhi. In an attempt to build pressure on Aap for united fight against the BJP, Gandhi tweeted that his party is willing to concede 4 Delhi seats to Kejriwal's party. An alliance between the Congress and Aap in Delhi would mean the rout of the BJP, Rahul Gandhi wrote in a tweet. The Aam Aadmi Party chief, however, hit out at the Congress and said that your tweets show that the coalition is not at your will, but just a show-off. Kejriwal also accused Gandhi of helping Modi by distributing anti-Modi votes in UP and other states as well. Now, the BJP on Monday released a fresh list of 7 candidates from Uttar Pradesh, with Bhojpuri superstar Ravi Kishan and Nishad party chief's son getting tickets from the eastern region of the state. Keeping in mind the actor's popularity among the Bhojpuri-speaking population of Purvanchal, Kishan has been fielded from Gorakhpur. The actor had met the chief minister of state Yogi Adityanath a few days ago and had announced to fight elections from wherever the party will ask him to contest. Meanwhile, from the Sant Kabir Nagar seat, the party has decided to field Praveen Nishad, who recently joined the BJP at the same time that his father Sanjay Nishad parted ways with the Mahagathbandhan and decided to extend his support to the Saffron party. Praveen Nishad had defeated Yogi Adityanath in the previous elections. This would be all for today, but we'll be back again tomorrow, as always, with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, please don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and continue to follow news18.com for more updates as well. Thank you for listening. Have a good day, everyone.
Thank you for listening. Stay updated by visiting news18.com.